And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 20th of May, 2011. 1609, on this day, Shakespeare's sonnets were first published, most likely without his permission, a book of 154 sonnets, all but two of which had never been published before, including the sonnet, "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometimes too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometimes declines by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor loose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. As long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee." It was on this day, 1927, 7:52 in the morning, Charles Lindbergh set off from Roosevelt Field in Long Island on the first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic aboard the Spirit of St. Louis. It's James Stewart's birthday today, born Indiana, Pennsylvania, 1908, who starred in Rear Window and It's a Wonderful Life. W.H. Auden became a U.S. citizen on this day in 1946. He'd moved to the United States in 1939, met his lover, Chester Coleman, in this country, shared a house in New York with Carson McCullers, Benjamin Britten, and others between 1940 and 41. When the war broke out, he volunteered to go back to England and serve in the Army, but he was told that he was too old at the age of 32. And it's the birthday of Balzac, born in Tours, France, 1799. He went to bed at 6 or 7 in the evening. At 1 in the morning, he woke up, worked until 8, slept again for an hour and a half, had a cup of coffee, and then went back to work. Here's a poem for today by Donald Hall, "Goose Feathers." When I was 12, I sat by myself in the steam liner with a shoebox of sandwiches and deviled eggs my mother made, and ate everything right away as the train headed north by the Sound, where trestles of derelict trolley lines roosted nations of seagulls. From South Station, I took a taxi across Boston to a shabby black locomotive with coal car that pulled two rickety coaches. It puffed past long lines of empty commuter trains, past suburbs thick with houses, past the mill towns of Lawrence and Lowell, until the track curved into New Hampshire's pastures of Holstein cattle. My grandfather waited in his coveralls at the depot with horse and buggy to carry me to the farmhouse, to fricasseed chicken, corn on the cob, and potatoes. At 9 o'clock, after shutting up the chickens from skunk and fox, we sat by the cabinet radio for Gabriel Heater, booming news of the war. I slept through the night on my goose feather bed. Goose Feathers, a poem by Donald Hall from The Back Chamber, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, combining drug discovery with technology to turn science into diabetes treatments at novonordisk-us.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.